Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is your boy, It Me Token, and welcome to the What the Falcons podcast. Hey, listen, I'm going to keep this one short and sweet on you guys because I had technical difficulties doing week one against the Panthers. What went down was a mishap with the stream. It was streaming, but it shut off on me somewhere down the line. Even though it said it was streaming, it did not stream. So for that, I apologize for that. But let's get to talking about the Atlanta Falcons, then about week one, then I'll go into something else like wrestling, and then a little bit of upcoming games that's about to come out. All right, week one against the Falcons. Let me go back to you in a moment. Week one against the Falcons, Panthers versus the Falcons. And Lord have mercy, the Falcons won 24-10 against the Panthers. Bryce Young threw 38 times, connected on 20 of them, 146 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. I do got to say for the young Bryce Young, I do remember him from playing from Alabama. I do have to say that he was balling for the Panthers. I have to admit for him, like, he's got a good future with the he's got a good future with him. He does need work on interceptions, he's a rookie, so give him some time, Carolina. You got a good one on your hands. Hopefully the coaching staff will mold him and for him to be a better player. And I'm gonna tell you this: you got a future Panther Hall of Famer on your hands for years to come. Maybe the face of the franchise. Maybe you got one of them in him, but maybe not. We'll have to see. Only time will tell. For the Falcons, yo, Desmond Ridder, 15 out of 18, 150 yards and one touchdown, rushing yards. For the Carolina Panthers, 18 carries and 72 yards for Mark Sanders against the Falcons. Mr. Al Guy, 15 carries, 75 yards and two touchdowns. But yo, I have to actually give it to Bijan. I had to give it to Bijan Robinson because this man was an absolute monster. I'm going to read you this article from ESPN. Bijan Robinson outshines top pick Bryce Young as the Falcons knock off the Panthers 24-10. The number 10 pick stole the spotlight from the top choice in the NFL draft. Bijan Robinson caught a touchdown pass in his debut and set up another score with a long run, giving the Falcons rookie immediate bragging rights over the Carolina Panthers Bryce Young as the Falcons open up the season with a 24-10 win over the Panthers on Sunday. Yes, I hope you guys saw that game. Because I'm telling you, if this young man can perform like that in the first week for the long run of his rookie season, yo, I don't know. Like, how many yards did this man pick up? Give me a second. Let me go to the players. Desmond Ridder. No. Bijan. Okay. Can I go to him? Thank you, ESPN. Jesus Christ. Rushing 56 yards, rushing 10 attempts. And I do got to say, them numbers for his first time out is pretty good. You know, he didn't break 100, but yo, I do got to say it's pretty good. If he manages to pull forward moves like he did on Sunday, yo, I got to say, the Falcons got a good rushing back on their hands. I do got to give it up for the rookie, man. Bijan Robinson, that man is going to be something fierce for the Dirty Birds, boy. And I have to say this. For you to outshine a top pick in the NFL draft, yo, that is some really big bragging rights for him. So, man, I hope you enjoyed this day, but week two is about to come up, and it's against Green Bay this Sunday. And Lord have mercy, I don't know about them. I don't know who's on Green Bay. I literally do not know who's with Green Bay now. I know they lost Aaron Rodgers, and Lord have mercy, Aaron Rodgers. Oh my God. What a worse way to go. Four plays in against the Bills over in at MetLife Stadium to have an ACL injury and out for the entire season. He's okay. He went on his Instagram, and thankfully he's got a surgery done, but he's all right. and it looks like he wants, and it seems like he wants to come back in the next season and become stronger than ever. I hope so, because yo, going out on an ACL injury is the worst way for anybody to go out. There are a lot of worse ways to go out. Hint, hint, Dan Marino. Hint, hint. Ugh. But yo, I'm glad Aaron Rodgers is all right. I hope he comes back. To the Jets fans, you have my sympathy. Seriously. I joke about the Jets all the time. I joke about the Browns. I joke about the fucking Steelers. No, I joke about the goddamn Cowboys and how bad they are. Speaking of the Cowboys, they might be good this year. So, oh dear Lord, we might have little to no Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith laughing this season if the Cowboys are going to be good this season, because it seems like they are good. But then again, they beat the Giants. They shut them out. Then again, it is the fucking Giants. Like, we could have shut out the Giants. Maybe not shut them out, but we would have won against the Giants. So, it's the goddamn Giants. So, boo-hoo, who cares? We'll see what Week 2 has to offer for them. Anywho, Bijan Robinson, for him to show up and outshine a top draft pick in the NFL, top pick NFL quarterback. Yo, that's bragging rights that, yo, you got to be proud on. I want to see how he does against the Packers, against their defense, and see if they can stop him. I hope not, because I want to see this man. Here's my prediction for Bijan, man. I want to see him have 12 rushing attempts. No, make that around like 13 rushing attempts. At least around 85 to 90 yards and 3 touchdowns. Am I thinking too much for the rookie? I might be, but we'll see on the 17th, 1 p.m. The Falcons are back at home. The Packers are coming here, Green Bay. The legendary Green Bay Packers are coming to the ATL at 1 o'clock, and it will be on Fox or wherever you get your sports from. It don't matter if it's Amazon Prime or you just get it how you get it. Doesn't matter. Now, let me talk about the Jets for a moment. To any New York Jets fan, you guys literally have my sympathy. Seriously. Because Aaron Rodgers was the final piece for maybe the Jets having a really good season. And for him to go down with a ACL injury in just 4 plays is the worst. I couldn't wish this on a Cowboys fan, seriously. I don't want to see nobody hurt, especially a Cowboys fan. Not even a Saints fan. And Lord knows, for people that know me, know that I can't stand the Saints. I hate the Saints. I couldn't wish that on anybody from the Saints, even though I hate them. Up to what happened with Aaron Rodgers, man. I really would have wished that on nobody. No matter how much I dislike the team, no matter how much if we're rivals or not, I couldn't wish what happened to Aaron Rodgers happened on anybody else, man. Seriously. I'm wishing Aaron Rodgers a full recovery. Not a speedy recovery. A full-on recovery. 120% recovery. Because I do want to see the gunslinger back in action. See how he does next season with the Jets, man. And Lord have mercy. For the Jets, y'all have a long season. Because I don't know who is your quarterback at this point. Who is your quarterback? Let me look this up. Give me a second. Jets. Roster. Let me see. Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is going to be your quarterback. And below him is going to be Tim Boyle. So you got Wilson and Boyle as your quarterbacks. Zach Wilson's going to be the number one in for Aaron Rodgers. And Lord have mercy. I'm going to be praying for y'all. Seriously, I've never prayed for a team, but I'm going to be praying for you guys, Jets. You did win, but it's a pyrrhic victory for you guys since losing AR-12 or AR-8 at this point, man. Seriously. Golly, Aaron. God. I want to see Aaron Rodgers do good next season. Oh, dear Lord, you're facing the Cowboys. Oh, dear God. Jets, I need you to pull off a big-ass fucking miracle win. No, not a big-ass miracle win. No, I need you to pull off a big-ass win this Sunday. Because seriously, the Cowboys think they're hot shit, and they need to be taken down a peg. I might be wishing way too much for the Cowboys. I'm too much for the Jets to talk about being the Cowboys, because the Cowboys look like they're going to be absolute demons this season. Are they going to make it to the Super Bowl? That is a big hell no. Would they make it to the championship game? That could be a possibility for the Cowboys. But for right now, if the Jets pull off a fucking miracle and beat the Cowboys, sending the Cowboys 1-1, making the Jets 2-0 in the season, that would be the most hilarious thing that could happen this early in the season. And Dak Prescott, it all depends if the Cowboys coaching situation happens and Dak decides to run a bullshit ass play like they did against the 49ers two years in a row. But anyways, I hope the Jets win on that one. All right, back to the Falcons, y'all. We're facing Green Bay week 2 this Sunday. And I think we might come out and win that one. We might come out and win that one against the Packers. Oh shoot. Week 2 update, injury updates, Travis Kelce, Aaron Jones, and Deontay Johnson. Travis Kelce, is he with the... No, he's with the Chiefs. Okay, I was about to say. Because ain't no way they about to trade Kelce over to the damn Packers. The Packers ain't got no leverage to get his ass. But, we might win that one. We might chalk that up as a dub this Sunday. Okay, and so with that out the way, we'll have to see week 2, Green Bay's coming here to the ATL. And then we'll have to look forward to the Lions as we go over to Detroit on the 24th of September. Lord have mercy, this month is about gone. It's the 15th. We're dead smack middle of the... We're really about to be over with September, and we're about to go right in October. This year is gone, y'all. Like, seriously, it is absolutely fucking crazy. Anywho, let's continue on. Let's go to a little bit of gaming talk. Yo, we got a few games coming up that are coming out pretty soon. First of all, the DLC for Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty, that's coming out. Well, no, that's not coming out yet. That's coming out on the 26th. The update 2.0, that's dropping on the 22nd. So, for any people that are playing Cyberpunk on consoles, you're going to be happy about that. For anybody like me who's got PC, who's going to be happy about that, because we got mod support in this bitch. Oh, I can't wait for that. That's going to be juicy. That's going to be juicy as a motherfucker. I can't wait for that. Also, for those who are sports fans, you guys know that EAFC is coming out on the 29th. But if you pre-order it, which I have no idea why on earth, why would you pre-order games several days before it drops? It comes out on the 29th. If you're like a Xbox Game Pass Ultimate or Game Pass whatever, or just with EA Play, you guys get to play the game 10 hours early. So go ahead and go crazy on that, unless you got an EA Pro Play, which means you just automatically get the game straight fucking out. Which means you don't even have to buy the game. You can just play the full game in its entirety without the damn trial. So that's going to be pretty fun for those who like that. Honestly, I have no goddamn high hopes for that game. It's gonna be the same shit as FIFA. Like, I saw the gameplay deep dive. I saw it all, except for the bullshit Ultimate Teams, which is still gonna be there, which has been a constant thing since FIFA 09, 2009. They are going to give that game they're going to give that mode the maximum most attention. Meanwhile, they did give career mode a little bit of love, and not to mention some cosmetics for your player. From what I've heard, you get to have tattoos. I'm hoping that is the case, but if not, EA, you fucking dumbasses, you really love pissing on, not pissing off, pissing on your fucking fan base. We've asked for cosmetics for a long time. I'm not the only one. We ask for a lot of stuff. We ask for a lot of cosmetics for our players. Not even that. We ask for a lot of stuff coming for career mode and manager career mode for a long time. Hell, we even asked for player manager mode to be back. You haven't even gave us that. You gave us back create a club, but it's a shell of a form of stuff of what it was from, I want to say, FIFA 05 all the way up to 09. I want to say that. Please excuse me. I didn't catch on to FIFA until FIFA, maybe FIFA 12. That was my first FIFA game on the Xbox 360. That's the first one I ever got, and I got the bug. I fell in love with the game, and I fell in love with the sport at that time. I wasn't really paying attention to it because I watched a few games of it, but hey, we live and learn. We all love the sport in different ways, man. We all catch on to it in different ways. Anywho, there has got to be a straight-up meeting with the fans, actual fans, not the picked-out fans, not the hand-picked fans that EA could just place in and say, oh, here's a fan right here, oh, here's a fan right here, here's a fan right here. No, it has to be from legitimate players of the goddamn game that has fucking questions for the game series. Because now, you guys lost the FIFA license. That's gone now. So we don't got the World Cup no more. We don't got the Women's World Cup, so good luck with that shit. We got the Men's and Women's International Cup. I'm hoping that the mod community will come out with a mod that allows you to not only pick players up from different countries instead of just the predetermined pre-countries that's already installed in the game. We're talking about from Sierra Leone, Uganda, different places, like all sorts of places. Like, come on, FIFA. How many countries is there? How many players from different countries do you have playing the game, the sport in general? And you just picked out the certain amount of countries that you have already, which I'm betting is the same thing in FIFA. And the new one, EAFC 24. I'm going to call it FIFA 24. I just because that's how I know the game is. I know it's not no longer FIFA because they don't have the license no more. But that's what I'm just going to call it, man. It's actually a really damn ridiculous thing for EA to just go on and just copy paste and maybe show a little bit of love here. And then by the next generation of consoles and PC gamers comes out, then they'll add more stuff to career mode and to any other mode. Meanwhile, we'll just be keep playing the same old game from year after year after year, making very little progress on what's already there instead of full fleshed out the modes that you have now. Like, how much money does Ultimate Team give you? Take fucking half of that shit and put it towards career mode development. Like, hello? Like, can we get like a youth league in career mode? Can you, like you don't just start up as, oh, you're just on the training ground or whatever, or you just start with a team. No, you literally have to work your way up from the youth side, from like play from the streets to the youth, from getting discovered from the streets or from a youth team in high school, whatever you get from, then to this game put on as a youth prospect. Then from a youth prospect, then you get to come over to the main team. You might get picked up by some other team. You might get picked up by you might get picked up by your main parent club. Something like that. Can that be in the game? Oh, and by the way, maybe if you're playing as a manager, there should be a youth league also. There should be also a youth league for that shit. Like, the same exact thing that I just said for the player career mode, should be happening on that, like a youth league. Bro, you get different clubs picking your players out, but all of a sudden, you can't pick their shit out? Like, you can't see your youth players play against other youth players around the club or around the world or something? Like, win tournaments as a youth player like that? You can't hire on more staff like, oh, youth coach, youth manager, youth coach, like that sort of thing? You can't do that shit? Now, they did introduce, like, having staff. This is something that should have been in the game so many titles ago that I can't even speak on it right now. They are doing the bare minimum. But guess what? We are all going to keep playing it. Okay. I can't say we. But people are going to literally keep playing the same game and say, oh, this is the best one ever. Like, you'll get some dumbass dropping, like, crazy mad money on Ultimate Teams. Just absolute fucking crazy dollars that just makes my damn heart just weep a single tear. And so with that, on the 22nd, the 10-hour trial should be active for EAFC 24. The full game don't come out until the 29th, I want to say. Give me a second. Hello? That's weird. Okay, the game don't come out until the 29th. I don't know why people are asking, will this game be free? Of course the game's not going to be free. You have to pay for it, just like everything else. I mean, technically, if you have EA Play Pro, then yeah, basically the game is free. All you got to do is download it and play. You got to pay the subscription fee for it, but overall, you got it right there. Which really sucks because you'll have to wait like maybe a year, maybe like 6 months to maybe 7 months, probably to like the halfway into the next title date. Well, not the title date of the next game supposed to come out, but to the announcement of the new title game for it to be on EA Play, the regular edition, the subscribed edition, when you get Games for Gold, that's gone now. Game Pass or Game Pass Ultimate. Which really sucks because I was actually playing Madden 24. I'm not going to say it's fun, but it is they did work on the animations. And it is a lot smoother than all the other ones because the animations from Madden 24 to 23 and down, it's night and day. It really is night and day. But I'm not going to lie to you. I really wish I was playing Madden 24 right now. Not because it's fun. It's because it's football season. And Papa Token knows he loves his football. Speaking of, when is it XFL? When's the new XFL season coming out? Seriously. I'm gonna look at some more teams, see if they're going to expand to Atlanta. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty, which I've already touched on. The update comes out on the 22nd, so that'll be next Friday. And the DLC won't drop fully with its own set of updates, won't drop until the 26th. Now, I'm hoping that CD Projekt Red, you got your shit together. Because when you drop Cyberpunk 2077, especially on the last-gen console, it was shit. But I will say this. Cyberpunk 2077 on last-gen consoles should have never been a thing. And I'm not going to lie to you people. I hyped it up as well. I ain't going to lie to say I hyped it up and say I was thinking it was out now. Because I regret saying that. Because when it dropped, Lord have mercy. It was bad. Cyberpunk 2077 on my console, Xbox One, it was fucking awful. Like, I don't even touch the console version no more. And I wish I didn't. I didn't pre-order it. Lord have mercy. I made that mistake. But I'm hoping that Phantom Liberty is going to be a working product. And not like how Cyberpunk 2077 when it dropped was. Oh boy. Thank God we got mouse support on PC, because Lord have mercy, I couldn't bear to tell you that playing the game plainly is very boring. Starfall had dropped recently, and oh yeah, that's what I meant to do. I meant to give you guys a goddamn review on it. So let's talk about that last, and I'm gonna end the podcast here. Hey, It's not that I'm not going to give you a review. I can't give you a review. I can't give you a God honest review because, for one, I didn't realize that at the time until it was in my face that you're supposed to have a solid state drive. So maybe that's why the audio cuts, the video cutting, and the audio cuts and the lag spikes are there. Maybe that's the reason why, because I'm using a 4-year-old, maybe a 5-year-old Seagate drive, external hard drive that my mom had never managed to get working. I just managed to get it working maybe like a few weeks ago, and all I had to do was clear out the partitions for it, and it's now showing, and it runs perfectly. So basically all my games are on it. But I'm not going to say that I can't give you a review, because I can give you a review on it right now just from my experience. But it's going to be from... It's not going to be like me playing the game fully. It's for my experience right now. Because I put in some damn good hours on Starfield. So I can't say that it's not fun. I am having fun on it. But the thing is, Bethesda, y'all some hoes. Y'all some real hoes for real. Because y'all really just came out with a game that doesn't even support NVIDIA GeForce or NVIDIA AMD, just straight up AMD. Now, if I'm wrong about that, hey, let me know. But from what I read on Twitter, from the official site, from some sources on, I'm guessing from Bethesda Studios, they are working on a patch for it to run with NVIDIA GeForce or whatever NVIDIA process that you have. But the thing with that is, I'm not sure. Like, nobody's sure when that update, that little patch is going to drop. I don't know. Nobody knows yet. It hasn't been announced. All we got the details. All I know is this, that they are working on it, according from what I read on Twitter. Now, take that with a grain of salt, y'all. Take that with a small grain of salt. But it's absolutely ridiculous of how Bethesda dropped this game. And they just went on and just dropped the game. And people are saying, that, oh, it's so fun. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. But I'm sorry, man. The fucking NPCs look so goddamn dead. I mean, the NPCs in Skyrim look more lively than Starfield. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm sorry, I can't get over that. How the fuck I'm able to run Skyrim on my laptop, which is a Dell G15 Special Edition RTX 3060 Ultra settings? I got Skyrim all the way to the max. Mods out the ass, and it's running so smoothly, but I'm guessing because of, I got an old spin state drive right here. It'll drop frames like Steph Curry drops dimes on motherfucking opponents in the NBA season, man. But I'm hoping that once I do get a, solid state drive, I will do a review on it. I can only talk about from my experience right now. The game is sort of fun because I just keep taking people's ships, killing people side their ships, taking their ships, and then selling it off as my own. Because, well, I need the money. Anywho, that's my whole thing on it. And for right now, that's the end of the, podcast for right now. Week two, Panthers, Falcons. No, sorry. Week two, Packers, Falcons. this Sunday, 1 p.m., I will do week two then after the game. So until then, you guys, yo, I will catch you guys later. You guys have a good one. Yo, follow me on Twitter at @itmepodcast. It's not It Me Token no more because I have been sworn by so many goddamn crypto bots on that website that I had no choice but to change my at. It is now It Me Podcast. ItmePodcast. But everything else what I'm about to tell you, youtube.com/itmetoken is all the same. Only thing that changed is the Twitter. That's it. Everything else is itmetoken. youtube.com/itmetoken, minds.com/itmetoken, twitch.tv/itmetoken, kick.com/itmetoken. Like, it's all itmetoken. That's it. The only thing I changed my Twitter is the @, which is @itmepodcast. That's it. So, yo, week two, couple days. I'll see you guys then after the game. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there. And thank you for listening to the podcast, man. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel also. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Kick. I got a Linktree in the description down below. Linktree. itmetoken right there. Yo, man, have a good one, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. This has been a nerve-wracking thing because, yo, I got so pissed when YouTube did not stream this shit. Because I was streaming live. And I was gonna port the audio over to Podbean. But it didn't happen that way. So now, I gotta port this over to Podbean. So you guys have a good one. Y'all stay safe out there. Week 2. Sunday. Catch you then. Bye.